It's Lisa and Pete here with the catch-up.
Dennis Cometti wrapped up a big round of footy.
Geoffrey Thomas, our aviation expert from the West Australian, told us about changes to flight prices for your next holiday.
And we asked, what was your worst first day ever?
Experience Perth's best new electrical appliance superstore at the all-new Midland Retrovision. Grand opening sale this Saturday. This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth. On Mix 94.5.
Oh, what a beauty!
Talking footy with Dennis Cometti for Automasters.
Like a cork in the ocean over his head.
Very good morning to you, Dennis Cometti.
Good morning. I'm just adjusting myself over here. Rustling through the papers. You've gone rogue this morning. You've given me stuff.
Sorry, mate.
I'm reading it.
How's it going?
Oh, well, not bad, not bad. I was listening this morning. Those video games, those people, do they run through a banner?
No, they don't.
Do they sing the song?
I wish. They've got team songs in everything. But actually, when you're talking about the phoner we did just before 8 o'clock, do you have a hobby people just don't get? Stephanie from Mandra called us saying she makes money as an all-girls team playing Call of Duty, which is a video game professionally.
And Lisa really got involved in that conversation.
Dennis, if I had known, my Pong prowess could have taken me so far. Not to mention sit-down Space Invaders, the old
good old days.
Yeah, the good old days.
Yes.
It was very exciting. Hey, let's wrap the weekend in the AFL, round 15, and let's start with the Fremantle Dockers. What a win, and what a player, Niehaus.
Niehaus,
oh,
that's right. Ryan Niehaus.
Mm-hmm.
Late inclusion, first game, 4 goals.
Fairy
tale. Outstanding return. It is the fairy tale everyone dreams of.
Yep. He ticked every box, the whole, 70-30% chance, took the red eye, got the family. It was a beautiful football story.
Yeah. And Connor Blakely was very good too, having been suspended the previous week. Next time he wants to go surfing, Frio should wax his board for it. He's a heck of a player, that boy. Keep it quiet, Connor.
You can't go down south and get away with it.
And Michael Walters is the best player in the state right now.
Oh, he's a superstar.
Yeah, very good.
Absolutely.
Very
superstar.
Good.
Is he the one that kept picking Niehaus up too, I think?
Picking
every opportunity,
him up.
pick him up, chuck him over his shoulder, give him a tap.
Oh, yeah.
Old football.
But why wouldn't they?
Nathan Fyfe back in form. It was a terrific win, but they relied on a mistake at the end, didn't they?
Yeah, Goldstein.
They were lucky.
Interesting, Michael Malthouse. Michael Walters felt compassion for Goldstein, actually, because he had that shot at goal and missed, and he was in a similar situation against Geelong a couple of weeks back, and he was talking about it after the game. I thought that was a terrific, terrific trait.
Good sportsmanship.
Yeah, there. Good.
Yeah.
The West Coast Eagles, a gut-wrenching loss.
They were bad, weren't they?
Yeah.
Overpowered in the last quarter. Got the great start. Everything was falling into place. I will say this. The West Coast Eagles appear to be a very difficult team to coach. They're almost inflexible. There's not much you can do with that team when things go wrong. I was just watching it yesterday and you think, well, what would you do? And there's not much there. You can't throw them around too much. So not making excuses. They beat Port back in round 7.
Mm-hmm.
But yesterday didn't seem in the same class. And the fitness of Port, the way they finished, they ran over the top.
They just kept running, yeah.
Maybe they should try putting a defender up the front.
that's the only move they've got. Everyone keeps saying put McGovern, and that's what they do. But sort of... Well, he didn't play that well yesterday either. One guy who did was Paddy Ryder, West Australian.
Mm-hmm.
He really highlighted the fact that the rucks aren't strong for West Coast.
Yeah.
And the other point I would make is that the WA boy Sam Powell Pepper was pick 18 in the draft. Now, both Fremantle and West Coast had a pick before that.
And they didn't pick him up.
Well, I'm wondering, why not? Because he's just stepped into it and he looks as though he's belonging right from game one.
But, Dan, how do you pick it, though? I mean, obviously they watch these boys throughout their sort of seasons coming up through the waffle or the kneeful or wherever they pick them up from. And it can't be easy when you've got a couple of picks before pick 18, especially in a strong draft. It can't be easy to know who's going to work for you and who's not going to work for you.
No, but so young. I mean, the fact that he stepped in and looks like he's been there for seasons is, well, unusual.
Yeah.
But maybe. It's still very early days, those other players who were picked. And Logue was one of them by Fremantle. He went okay yesterday too. So it's hard to line them up, but that pal Pepper certainly looks a player beyond his years. There's no question about that.
Can we just quickly talk about the run home for the West Coast Eagles and the Fremantle Dockers, right? Because the Fremantle kept themselves in the hunt for it just barely, and West Coast have been trying for the past few games. How are they going to go?
Well, you've listed them all here. Do you want me to itemise each game? No, I won't do that. I think I've looked at them, and I think West Coast should make the eight on what you're telling me there. I knew that too, but you had the audacity to write it up and put it in front of me, so I'm pretending I didn't know. Had no idea, really. I don't look beyond the next week. And Fremantle, I think that's too hard, their draw. I don't think they can make the eight, although they've got a great chance next weekend. Should be a good derby.
Oh, yeah.
Last one at Domain Stadium. Subiaco Oval, really.
Yeah.
And the Western Bulldogs, I like their run home too. But whether they're playing well enough to beat anybody is the question.
That's it, isn't it?
And a couple of coaches in strife too, just before I go. Nathan Buckley seemed to indicate after the game against the Bombers that, what did he say, the tipping point. He's not happy. My wife is brokenhearted because she loves Bucks. Mm-hmm. Good friend of ours, but and he loves her curried egg sandwiches. So it's she barracks harder for Bucks, actually, when Collingwood are playing than she did for West Perth when I was coaching. It's unbelievable. And there's been an inquiry sort of demanded at Gold Coast after they kicked 4 points in three quarters in their game. And I think that's bad news for Rocket Eade.
Yeah.
I think David Evans is up there, and I think we may see a look over the entire club. And that's always bad news for the coaching staff.
And Damien Hardwick, just quickly, I'm surprised we're not hearing much more about him, but the Tigers, that was such a loss against St Kilda. Far out. I think, what, to three-quarter time, it was 100 points between St Kilda and the Tigers or something?
Really?
Amazing. Yeah, I turned it off just after halftime, as a matter of fact, because it was so unbelievable. When St Kilda play hard, they're a very good side, but Richmond reverted to type, didn't they?
Yeah.
That sounds
very
harsh, but there's something not right there. They've overperformed, so he needs a pat on the back and then a kick in the bum.
One game featured on Mix 94.5 this weekend, and of course, as you mentioned, that derby. Thank you very much, Dennis Cometti. We'll catch you a little bit later on in the week, mate.
Don't do this again. I don't want any more paperwork. It means work.
For Automasters, get centimetre perfect service and repairs at any of their 42 branches. Call 1300 Automasters. Cheap flights last week, but less business class flights to seats to go around. We're joined now by Jeffrey Thomas, aviation expert from the West Australian. Good to have you on the show, mate. Good morning.
Morning, Pete.
Hey,
how are
Jeffrey.
You, Lisa? How's it going?
Good.
I must say, I don't quite understand this headline. It says, you know, less business class seats. What are they doing? Padding them to make them a bit smaller?
Well, yes. Sometimes. Yeah, okay. Well, to explain the headline and explain the story, what's happened is that Virgin Australia has decided to redeploy its Airbus A330s, which typically have about 270-something seats, and lots of business class seats, business class suites, in fact. They're redeploying them onto Asian routes. They've started the Melbourne-Hong Kong service. They're going to do a Sydney-Hong Kong and Brisbane-Hong Kong. And they've got six of them. They're taking them off the transcontinental routes to Perth. And they're going to have more 737s. They're about 160 to 70-seat single-aisle aircraft. What they're going to do is they're going to upgrade a certain number of those on the Perth routes to have a sort of a semi-business class suite on them. They've recently upgraded them with a lot more what you might call a premium economy. They call it Economy X. That has several centimetres more leg room, which you pay for, but it's a really good product. But so there's going to be a diminished number of the, well, there'll be no of the A330s on the Perth route within the next 12 months from Virgin's point of view.
What about Qantas, Jeffrey?
Now, Qantas has said they will retain the A330s on the Perth route. They have, in fact, substituted a few services with the smaller 737 simply to match capacity with demand, because the demand has declined a few percent over the last year or two because of the downturn in the mining industry, and so they're simply matching the demand with capacity, which is what they've got to do, of course.
Jeffrey, I saw something else before we get to cheap flights and why it's happening. But they're charging more for exit row seats now as well, aren't they?
Oh, anything that's got a couple of centimetres of legroom, they're
cashing in. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, look, this is a worldwide thing. It's not something that's confined to, and it's what it's all about is people, you know, when we're looking around for flights, we look for the cheapest flight, okay? That's the majority of people look for the cheapest flight. So what they do is they sort of have the baseline price, and then you can option up what you want. And I've just done this. I've just done a trip to Europe, and I flew on EasyJet in Europe. So I went in and I purchased the, you know, the fare, and then I purchased exit row because I need it because I'm pretty tall.
Yep, yeah.
Then I optioned and I purchased speedy boarding, which means I jumped all the queues, which is great.
Oh. And
then I went even further. I actually purchased at Gatwick Airport premium custom clearance, and that was the best £8 I've ever spent in my life.
I bet.
£8 for myself and £8 for my wife Christine. We were greeted by this lovely lady who ticked our names off this list and then escorted us to the right to the top of the queue, and we went straight through, and we would have saved about 45 to 50 minutes just by spending a bit of so I mean you option up what you want. So if you want to fly from Melbourne to Sydney and you know the fare's $50 and you've got no baggage, you've got no nothing, then it's a good deal. But
absolutely
transcontinentally, you need to sort of look at buying bits and pieces that you need. And if you're traveling on a low-cost carrier, of course, meal, exit row, even now on Qantas, exit row as well. On Virgin, that's the SpaceX, same sort of deal. If there's extra legroom, you're going to pay for it.
Next, you'll be paying to not be near the toilet.
Yeah. Well, you could even sort of start selecting the passengers you want to sit to. For her.
I want to see a bio of everyone on the plane.
And you could start a bidding war. And I think some of the prices would be pretty interesting, actually.
Mate, quickly, Len, I mean really quickly, cheap flights that we're seeing, how much longer do you reckon we'll see them for?
Oh, I think to the end of the year at least. I mean, there's too much capacity in the market. There's not enough passengers. I mean, the number of passengers is increasing, but it's not increasing as fast as the capacity because airlines can't turn off purchases of aeroplanes like a tap.
Right.
They've got to keep taking delivery. And so, yes, there's some fantastic fares in the marketplace. I mean, Qantas from Perth to Dallas-Fort Worth for $1,000 return.
Wow.
And LA, same thing. I mean, there's some amazing deals out there. So folks thinking about flying, now's a real good time to do it because there's some great deals.
Good on you, Geoffrey Thomas, aviation expert from the West Australian. Thank you, mate. Full bottle as always.
Thanks, Geoffrey.
Do you have a hobby that people just don't get? We got Jamie in Lower Chittering. Good morning.
How you going, mate?
Good.
Jamie, what's your hobby?
I race pigeons for a hobby. I've been doing it since I was about 11 years of age. I'm 37 now, so yeah, it's a great hobby. But the amount of people that ask me, you know, what it involves, it's just you sort of breed your birds, let them out when they're babies, and as they grow older, you just take them down to the club and put a rubber ring on them and clock them out from the races. They race tomorrow or this weekend, which is about 300Ks.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so hang on a sec. This is going to sound like a stupid question, but they're obviously...
You'd have heard them all.
When you say racing 300Ks, they're obviously flying, right?
That's right. They go on a big truck, communal truck, with all the clubs.
Jamie doesn't race the pigeon, Pete. The pigeons race each other.
I've heard that one.
Joe in East Victoria Park, your hobby that people just don't get?
Snake catching.
Oh.
Yeah.
The reptile relocator.
Yeah.
Joe, you didn't see the snake, the big rattlesnake on the telly this morning, did you? Have a look on Google later. I didn't think rattlesnakes got this big.
Yeah.
It's like a python across a road in Florida. Amazing. Oh. You won't have to do that one.
Not quite so big here.
No.
Joe, I dated a girl a long time ago where when you walked into her house, she had a wall with about six or seven boxes, and each one of them had a snake in it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I wish.
And see, I wish. Now, she used to let them out, and I'd just be like, nah, I can't do this. This is not happening.
That's what I get. I get a lot of people blocking me on Facebook.
So, can't get to you on Facebook.
So why? What is it that draws you to the reptiles? And have you ever been bitten?
I haven't. I was living in the Midwest, and there were snakes everywhere in school and house and everywhere, and I was petrified of them, so I went to a snake handling course, and by the end of it I was just in love with them, so I did a registered course and became a reptile relocator.
That's amazing. Wow, good on you, Joe. Thanks for your call.
No worries, Joe.
Now we've got Stephanie in Mandurah who's speaking my language. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Now you are a professional Call of Duty player.
I am. Started as a hobby, very quickly becoming a profession. Well, I say very quickly, but it's been going on for nearly 10 years now.
Oh.
So for those of you listening who don't know what Call of Duty is, it's a video game. It is. And when you say a professional, obviously that means that you have a team and you guys win money, right?
We do. We are one of the only full female teams playing in Australia, well, really in the world. We play at amateur league. We're not at pro league by any means. But we've won 4 tournaments in this game at the moment this year. If we win our 5th coming up at the end of October, we'll be close to the 6-figure mark this year.
Wow. So how, oh my goodness. What's the name of the team?
We're called Sunshine.
Sunshine.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And where do you play? Do you play online against other teams around the world, or do you actually like travel to places to play in front of each other?
Well, we have our weekend scrims and matches that we do, which are called game battles. They run through MLG and they're played online, and we do them just from like our house every weekend.
Yep.
You generally pay them either for points or you play them for like maybe a couple of $100 each. But we do have our LAN leagues, which is where everyone goes to a central base, where whether that's Perth, Melbourne, Sydney, whatever. And everyone plays on like LAN, if that makes sense. So everyone, all the PlayStations are connected, so there's no internet lag, no nothing. Everyone's on a clean playing field.
That's amazing.
And they're the ones that you make the big money on, because that's purely skill-based.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Far out, Stephanie. That's incredible. And MLG stands for Major League Gaming, right? That's the big
gaming
organisation. No, that's all right. All right, well, good stuff. Thanks for your call.
No worries.
Thanks, Stephanie. Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5. Experience Perth's best new electrical appliance superstore at the all-new Midland Retrovision. Grand opening sale this Saturday.